Thank you, Peter. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we begin now on volume 34. 12/20/1936. Furthermore, you must know, again, this is a command from Jesus. He wants us to understand the divine will. You have to understand this first. This is what the you must knows are all about. So he says, from the very first instant of the life of Mary, this celestial mother, our love was so great that we endowed Mary with all our divine qualities. Therefore, Our Lady had our divine power, our divine wisdom, our divine love, our divine goodness, our divine light, our divine beauty as her own endowment, and all the rest of our divine qualities. So here we get a glimpse of why we love Our Lady so much. We have, as Catholics, we have a great fervor for the Blessed Mother. We like to talk to everyone about the Blessed Mother, because if you don't know her, she's the daughter of the Father, the mother of the Son, the spouse and temple of the Holy Spirit. If you don't have her, you really don't have those qualities that Our Lady wants to give to us. So read the prodigies of Our Lady. Read what Jesus tells us about his mother. Indeed, to all creatures in issuing them to the light of day, we give our endowment. None of them is born if she is not endowed by her creator. But because they move away from our divine will, this is where we are today. It can be said that they don't even know the divine will. On the other hand, this Holy Virgin Mary never moved away. Our Lady lived perennial life within the intermittable seas of our fiat. Therefore, Our Lady grew together with our divine attributes. And as she formed her acts within our divine qualities, so did she form her seas of divine power, divine wisdom, and divine light. We get a glimpse of how magnificent Our Lady is. Mother of God, Theotokos. Volume 34, 4/18/1937. Do you think that my divine will can take a break from running always towards the one who possesses its will? The one who, this is talking about Louisa? Not at all. And in order to run, it makes use of everything. If the sun invests Louisa, it runs to give her more light. And since the creature is more than sun, Louisa is more than sun, it gives her the properties that the light contains, or rather, it increases them and gives her its divine sweetness, its fecundity, its variety of the celestial fragrances, the tastes of the divine flavors, and its supreme qualities. The supreme qualities of God. This is what God wants to fill us with. Like the most beautiful varieties of colors, and with the power of its fiat, it makes it so that of its beloved creature, this is Louisa in us, who are striving to live in the divine will, more than sun, nothing may be left other than light and heat to invest her and let itself be invested. So we can see that what Jesus is telling Louisa and us, he's got great plans. And all that he asks is that we cooperate. All that we ask is that we give our yes. And with that yes, we have to prove it. With that fiat, we have to say fiat. And like, for example, somebody bothers you. And instead of going or other words, you say fiat. Okay. And you're saying, Jesus, you're testing me. And what happens is, what you become peaceful, joyful, and happy in all situations. Know that your miseries are going to disappear, because God's going to do that. Volume 34, 5/10. If you work at it, you got to work at it. It just doesn't happen magically. You got to work at it. So if you pray for something, God says, okay, I'm going to put you in this situation to help you get through it and conquer it. Volume 34, 5/10/1937. Now you must know, again, this is a command from Jesus, that for each additional act that you do in the divine will, okay, so every thought, every word, every deed done in the divine will, from your prevenient act and your actual acts throughout the day, we, Triune God, set before you our celestial table, and if you love, it feeds you with our love. If you move on to comprehend God. It feeds you with our divine wisdom. And oh, how many beautiful news and knowledges it gives of your creator, to you of your creator. That's what's happening with the Book of Heaven. God is really beginning to help us understand from his perspective who he is and who we are. And that's so amazing, because we're nothing and God is everything. See, our joy isn't in our nothingness. Our joy is in how great he is. We are nothing. He is everything. We are little. He is great. We are sinners. He's holy, you know, and we rejoice in him. We come before him with hearts on fire in love with him. So your God becomes your exquisite food. Therefore, in everything you do, now it feeds you with our own divine power, now with our own divine goodness, now with our own divine sweetness, now with our divine strength, our divine light, our divine mercy, everything that is of God. This is how we're supposed to live. So the little humanness, the human littleness, by living in our eternal volition, absorbs up us sip by sip, step by step, inch by inch, bite after bite. Because being little, it is not given to it, even as much as is possible for a creature, to take altogether what it must take of our divine being. So each breath, each word that you read, each thought, word, and deed, he's building us up to receive a share in divinity. To as much as we want or as little we want, 30, 60, or 100 fold, God is going to give us what we are, what we're working for. Volume 34, 6, 6, 1937. See then, what a great dowry I, God, give to the soul who must live in our divine will, all the knowledges in the Book of Heaven that I have manifested to you, Luis, about the divine will. The immense value of the divine will, the divine qualities of the divine will, the love of the divine will, the love that compels me to manifest these truths, these promises, these gifts. This shall be the great dowry and a divine dowry that I, God, give to those souls who want to live in my fiat, those souls who want to read and study and put into practice the truths that Jesus has breathed into these words, into this book, his words, in which they will find all the aids, the superabundant, in order to become rich and happy again. Where? In the kingdom. Volume 35, 9, 26, 1937. Now, in order to be possessed by the soul, our divine will gives her the gifts of its praying virtue. So this, we're going to learn how to pray the command prayer. And it takes the lead in order to confirm the gift, making all created things pray. So the command prayer, in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. Everyone, every person, whoever lived, past, present, and future, and everything. Remember what Jesus said, if those rocks could speak. We are giving God all the glory of all created things. See, this is an explosion of I love yous to the throne of God from one soul in the divine will. This is Luisa. And now she's sharing this with us, what Jesus told her. As we begin to pray in the divine will, the devil has to go. For every heartbeat of every human that ever lived, let it be your heart beating in their heart, giving the Father all the praise, all the glory, all the honor. This is an explosion of I love yous to the throne of to the Heavenly Father. For every animal, vegetable, and mineral, I love you, an explosion of I love yous. Jesus, this is what you did. I want to do what you have done. Do this in me now. Breathe in my breathing. Beat in my heart beating. Gaze in my gazing. It's not... See, the saints were to know, love, and serve God. Jesus said to Luisa, the children of divine will are to know, love, and possess God. It's vastly from a servant to possessing. This is what's coming. Our Lord loves us so much that he has, again, predestined us to live at this time, to read, study, and put this into practice. So he says this. It imposes itself, as soon as I can find it, on our divine love, our divine power, our divine goodness, and makes our divine love, divine power, divine goodness pray. God is praying in our praying. How can our prayers not be answered? Do you see what God is doing? All our divine attributes pray, even our justice, our mercy, our fortitude turn into prayer. No one can be missing when we pray in the divine will. No one can be. Nothing can be missing. That's why when you learn the command prayer, you pray it with total confidence. Ask, believe that you receive it, and it is yours. Whether you see it in this life or not, it's going to happen. I mean, if it's God's will, I mean, what does that mean? You're not praying for something for yourself. You're praying that God's will be done. A lot of people say, I'm going to pray for this because I think God wants me to have it. What is it? $1 million. Gosh, I hope it works. But, it's God's will that the kingdom be established, that we begin to receive all the divine attributes of God. So he says this, whenever our divine will wants us trying God to do an act or give a gift, everyone and everything bend their knees to do what the divine will wants. And when all have prayed, even our very divine attributes, we confirm the gift. The prayer of this creature becomes universal. And in each time she prays, she has such power that all of our things pray, even our divine attributes, because in that gift, she has received the right over everyone and everything as a true child of God. The angels are servants of God. They praise God, glorify God. But when we pray to the angels for protection, they obey. You're a child of God. You're a baptized child of God. You're a little child of the divine will. How much more are they answering our prayers? Because they are living in the divine will. And they participate with us. They help us. Volume 35, 10, 3, 19, 37. Man did not yet exist yet. And we already were busy with him. In him, we long for our power, wisdom, love, sanctity, goodness, placing ourselves at his disposal to make him as beautiful as we, triune God, could. And say to him, you are like us in everything. Image and likeness. We could not have made you more beautiful. Image and likeness of God. God says he goes into ecstasy when he sees a soul living in the divine will. In fact, that we put our divine qualities and all the acts that man was to do, even before he came out into the light of time, was for us, triune God, a love so intense as to seem incredible. In our delirium of love, we kept saying, oh man, how much I, God, love you. I, God, love you in my divine power. I, God, love you in my divine wisdom. I, God, love you in my divine sanctity. I, God, love you in my divine goodness. And even on all the acts that you shall do, I, God, love you so much that I place all of them in waiting for you. Our divine volition, to which we entrusted everything, our divine qualities, as well as the very acts that shall be yours in the future, is in act of handing them all to you as the outpouring of its divine love for you. We haven't seen anything yet. We haven't seen anything yet. Begin to live this resurrected life of Jesus. That's what he said to Louisa. He said, I want my people to be resurrected now, not after they die. I want them to be resurrected now, before they die. He's got great plans. Volume 35, 12, 14, 19, 37. One act of my divine will must enclose everything. Why? Because it has the power and the capacity to make up for everyone and for everything and do good to everyone and everything. Otherwise, it could not be called an act done in my divine will. You see what Jesus is calling us to? An act of in his divine will. That's our preternatural acts. Oh, not a preternatural. That's our acts that we pray in the morning and throughout the day. These acts are jam-packed. Listen to this. This is so great. With unheard of prodigies worthy of our creative work. Unheard of prodigies. The angels don't even know about what's coming. Now, as she comes back to her third act in our divine will, is so full of midday of the eternal Son formed within the creature. Okay, so it's the dawn, the morning. This is midday. It's going to be high noon. Then it's going to be afternoon. This is how we're going to live. Always in the eternal light of God. Never in darkness anymore. This is why Padre Pio said, Luisa is a second sun that's going to give light and life to everyone and everything. And in the third millennium, the church and the world will focus on the life of Luisa Picarella. Do you see why Padre Pio said this? He would get upset when somebody from Corrado would go to see him. They'd come in and they say, you know, we're from Corrado. He goes, go back to Corrado. Go to Luisa. Don't come to me. Go to Luisa. I mean, he would say this often. And the people would be really discouraged, you know, like he didn't like me. No, he knew Luisa. Good things are coming. And do you know what she gives us in this full midday? She prepares a banquet for us, Triune God. And do you know what she gives us, Triune God, for food? The love that we have given to her. What God breathes into us, we breathe back into God, as well as our divine qualities. Everything carries the imprint of our divine beauty, of our chaste and pure fragrance. We like this so much that we, Triune God, eat our fill, more so if anything should be lacking for our decorum, because the creature is in our divine will, she is the owner of all our goods. Therefore, she takes from our treasures, whatever is needed, and she prepares for us the most beautiful banquet worthy of our supreme majesty. And we all invite all the angels and all the saints to sit at the celestial banquet so that they may take and eat with us from that love that Luisa, who lives in our divine will, gave us. So this is the first bread. There's three breads, Jesus says. There's the third bread, your wonder bread, your daily bread. There's the second bread, the supersubstantial bread of the Holy Eucharist. He says that you eat, and for 15 minutes, that's why the Mass ends, to adore God, love God, praise God, thank God, glorify God, worship God. We are in communion with God for that 15 minutes until the host dissolves. Everything ends. The Mass ends after you receive communion. Why? The church does not want to interfere with your communion with God. This is the most beautiful time in the world to adore the Lord in communion with God with the second bread, the supersubstantial bread of the Holy Eucharist. But Jesus is talking about the first bread, a perennial communion with God that it will never, ever end. You will walk and talk with God in the cool of the evening as Adam did, never being separated from God. That's what's coming. This is really just astonishing. Volume 35, 4, 1938. See then the necessity of the union of acts that, like seeds, my divine will forms in the creature. This union forms the growth of my divine will in her. It communicates the virtue of our divine qualities, producing such prodigies of grace and of beauty that we, Triune God, love her so much as to become not only inseparable from her, but constantly operative in her. Same thing with us. What he did with Luisa, he wants to do with us. Because we know that if we love, she loves. If we operate, she operates. Nor can she do anything without us. It comes to that point that the only thing you want is God. It's the only thing. It's your peace, your joy, your happiness. God is everything. He's our heartbeat. He's our breath. What happens is we can begin to do nothing without God. The saints taught us some beautiful things. What Jesus is teaching us through Luisa is divine things. Volume 36, 527, 1938. A single act does not form any harmony or beauty, but many continuous acts united together and call the attention of God, who puts himself in waiting for the acts of the creature as Luisa performs them. God communicates to Luisa now beauty, now sanctity, now goodness, love, wisdom. In sum, God provides Luisa with his divine ornaments and divine qualities. All the acts repeated by Luisa form the strength of her soul, binding God even more to herself. They form heaven in the depths of her soul. And as she goes on repeating her acts and rounds of the divine will, some are turning to stars, some into the wind blowing whispers of love, some into the sea continuously murmuring love, glory, adoration to God, the creator. In some, the whole atmosphere is reproduced in Luisa. Creation is becoming reproduced in us. Jesus says the universe is not big enough for God, but the universe within the soul is where God dwells. It's infinite. This is what God is going to teach. It's just so amazing. Volume 36, 630, 1938. Daughter of my divine will, my love feels the need to open up to one who loves me. That's Luisa and us who are reading the Book of Heaven. He feels the need to open up to us, to tell us more of his secrets, of his treasures. The one who loves me and confide to her my most intimate secrets. True love has this virtue of breaking any secret because it wants to find in the loved one anything it possesses. Its own love, its own joys, its same qualities. Love wants to find itself in the loved one. Jesus wants to find himself in us. How much do we love him? How much do we adore him and praise him and thank him and bless him and worship him? He wants to find that in us. It is knowledge that is the first joining link between them and us. It is wanting to live in our divine will that takes away the bars and opens the doors to let them come into our arms and delight with us. Who has the keys to this kingdom? The Vicar of Christ. The Vicar of Christ, as Jesus tells us, once he knows Luisa, and we pray, I prayed it was John Paul II, I prayed it was Pope Benedict, I'm praying it's Francis, but it will be the Vicar of Christ who will open the doors to the kingdom. How? Jesus says to Luisa, you must be the key. Great surprises are coming. To let them come into our arms and delight with us. It's loving us that makes us pour rivers of our love, our graces, to the point of covering them with our divine qualities. Without the knowledge, without reading, without studying, without putting this into practice, we cannot give anything. Neither can they receive. So we've studied the saints. We study the dogma and doctrine of our faith. We study the catechism. Jesus says, good, I got more to teach you. That's why he gives us the Book of Heaven. Read this, study this, put this into practice. God has infinity to give us. He wants to fill us, finite creatures, with infinity. He wants to fill us to the brim and overflowing as much as we want, 30, 60, or 100 fold. St. Teresa tells us that if you love God the size of a thimble, he fills it to the top. If you love God the size of a bathtub, he fills it to the top. If you love God the size of an ocean, he fills it to the top. God will give you what you want. Don't limit God by saying, well, he really isn't going to do that for me. He can't, because you just said no to God. He looks for the fiat. He looks for your yes, your continuous yes. Let him dive into this infinite ocean of love. This is what he's asking for. The one who lives in our divine will instead knows us. As she enters the divine will, she gives her kiss to her daddy. She hugs us and surrounds us with her little love so that we, Triune God, give her our oceans of love. And she exchanges her kisses with all of heaven. And we say that the celebrations are opened between heaven and earth. Heaven and earth kiss. This is the wedding feast of heaven. It's the joy of God and man becoming one, the way God originally planned. God came to earth for a bride. That's why we wear our ring. We wear the ring, why? Because he proposed to us. He's going to marry the church collectively, but also individually. Get used to calling Jesus your spouse. Get used to it, because he's your spouse. Luisa said, Jesus said to Luisa, every soul will have, it will be as if they had their own Jesus. That's what's coming. A new beginning is coming. We ourselves call her blessed. You see, this is just a couple of weeks ago, November 8th, in volume 13, Jesus says, all generations will call you blessed, Luisa. Why? Because he says right after that, because you are my reflection of divinity. A mirror. A reflection of divinity. Nothing of you is there anymore. You are a reflection of my divinity. We call Luisa blessed, and we tell her, you are the most happy, most fortunate creature, because why? You live in our love, covered by your arms, under the reins of our divine graces. That's what God wants to say to us. He has got great, great plans. And we're in them. How do we know this? If you look at the time, it's very clear. It's not anything that the saints saw. The saints got glimpses of this, but they never read the book of heaven, because it wasn't for them. Just like the men in the Old Testament, men and women of the Old Testament, Moses and David and Elijah, you know, the great men and women of the Old Testament, they never received the Blessed Sacrament. They never received the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ. They never received confirmation, the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. They, each one of them, had a unique, like Samson, strength, or David, the heart of God. You know, each one had something, but it wasn't time yet for them to receive the sacraments. We have had the sacraments. The saints have had the sacraments. But what wasn't time for the saints to have Luisa? Now is the time. We're going to enter into the time of sanctification. The time that Jesus says, I planned from the beginning of time, which will make creation perfect, redemption perfected. How can redemption be perfected? Sanctification is even greater than creation, redemption combined, Jesus tells Luisa. Why? The little children of the divine will are back to what God had planned for Adam in the beginning. 5:36, 7:6, 19:38, my daughter, as the creature calls my divine will in her acts, this is what we're learning. In her prayers, this is what we're learning. My divine will repeats that act together with the soul, praying together with the soul. And oh, this is God speaking. How beautiful it is to see it praying in its divine way, with its creative virtue that imposes itself on everyone, past, present, and future, making everyone, past, present, and future, pray. This prayer imposes itself on our divine attributes, making us, triune God, pour rains of mercy, rains of grace, forgiveness, and love upon the whole earth. It is sufficient to know that it is our prayer, Jesus says, God's prayer, to say it can give everything. Wait till you learn the command prayer. The times are difficult now, because God has given us the command prayer to stop it all. I really pray, and I really believe all the little children of the Holy Divine will pray for a greater than a Nineveh happen on the earth. Greater than Nineveh. 40 days more and you'll be dead. The bees destroyed and nothing happened. God says many, many ways, get ready. Get ready, and if you don't turn back, it's devastation. In the divine will, praying in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future, don't limit God. Pray, and watch what happens. Volume 36, 7, 11, 1938, there is no greater honor than what we, triune God, can give to the creatures. There's no greater glory that we, triune God, can receive from the creatures that make us, triune God, more glorified, happy, and triumphant than letting our divine will operate in their act. This gives God all the glory, all the honor, when we allow God to operate in our thoughts, words, and deeds. We, triune God, feel locked in her act while still being free to operate in the human circles as only a God can do. Doing this is an exuberance of love for us, triune God. We, triune God, love our act in which we see the action of our divine power and unreachable beauty, our divine sanctity, our divine love, our divine goodness, covering all mankind, past, present, and future, kissing and embracing everyone, past, present, and future, in our divine qualities. The face of the earth is going to be transformed. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful Catholics. Enkindle in us the fire of your love, which is the divine will. Send forth your Spirit, and we will be recreated, and you, Holy Spirit, will renew the face of the earth through us. You're going to do it, but you have to do it through whom? It's us. Great things are in store. God's divine qualities. Listen to me saying, oh, how not to be loved, not to love such a great act that the soul is doing. So this is what Jesus is talking about Louisa, and now he's saying this. How not to love such a great act that Louisa is doing. Jesus is teaching us as he taught Louisa in this book of heaven. It is sufficient, Jesus says, to tell you that the one who lives in our divine will leaves everyone behind, all the saints behind. You see why Padre Bucci said, the church will recognize Louisa as Louisa La Santa, Louisa the saint of the church. Listen to what he says about Louisa. This is Jesus talking. It is sufficient to tell you that Louisa, the one who lives in our divine will, leaves everyone behind. All the saints. There's only two in front of her, Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. She's the newborn of the divine will. And Jesus says, do you want to leave everybody behind? Do you want to begin to live this abundant life? Do you want to live the way I lived on earth? Do you want to live the way my mother lived on earth? That's what Jesus is offering us. If you do, he says, keep on reading and I will teach you everything. Keep on reading and studying, and your whole life can never be the same. You leave everyone behind. She, listen to this, Louisa is the first in divine sanctity, the first in divine beauty, the first in divine love. After Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve, Louisa. Who is this Louisa Picaretta that Jesus says this? We, triune God, feel our seas, our oceans, our breath in Louisa's. Louisa doesn't pray. Listen to this. You're going to love this. But she takes what she wants from our divine treasures. Why? Jesus said, Adam didn't pray. You pray, he says, when you're in need. If you are in need, of course you will pray. In the divine will, there's no need. You are one with God as God originally planned from the beginning. Our God, your whole life from the beginning of time was planned by God. I'm not saying everything that you did wrong, but God wanted you to be here at this time. Why? To give you this book of heaven, because he trusts you. He believes in you. He has confidence in you. If you're humble, if you're not humble, look out. If you're filled with pride, you're gonna fall like a rock in the ocean. But if you have humility, if you are truly a little and insignificant, this is what Jesus says, to live in the divine will, you have to be little, insignificant, and hidden. Little, insignificant, and hidden. And he says, and I can be there. If you're not little, if you're not insignificant, if you're not hidden, he says, I can't be there. So what does that mean? That means you, as Our Lady told Louisa, to know the secret of living in the divine will, she said to Louisa, live as if it's just you and Jesus alone on the earth. Your whole focus is him. Your whole focus is God. And that's what it's saying here. We try and God feel our seas, our oceans, our breath and hers because she doesn't pray for. She doesn't have to pray for anything. But she takes what she wants from our divine treasures. That's what God is going to open for each and every one of us, his divine treasures that the angels don't even know about. They're not open yet. Once they're opened, everything is ours. He says that to Louisa. He took her to heaven, I don't know how many times. He says, take as much as you want. So she's taking. She says, that's all I can take. She goes, take more. You know, and she goes, I can't carry anymore. God wants to fill us to overflowing. So he says this, therefore, cherish always in your heart to live in our most holy divine will. Volume 36, 7, 18, 19, 38. My blessed daughter, there isn't enchantment more beautiful, more delighting of our supreme being than seeing the soul enter our most holy divine will. That's what Jesus is offering to us. As the soul enters, the soul takes us, triune God, as if in her arms. And then she clothes herself inside and outside with our divine being. We, in return, take her into our arms to enjoy her. Oh, how beautiful it is to see her little but beautiful, little but powerful, little but wise, little but strong, to the extent that she can carry her creator. There is nothing in which she is not similar to us, triune God. So just by entering our divine will, she acquires and wears our divine qualities. So there, with right given by us, she takes ownership of all things, past, present, and future, giving herself to everyone, past, present, and future, loving everyone and all things, past, present, and future, and wanting to be loved by everyone and everything, past, present, and future, wanting love for us, triune God, from everyone, past, present, and future. She's entered into this eternal ocean of God and drowns. She participates in God. That's what God is waiting for. He's waiting for us to dive into this infinite ocean and never leave. This infinite ocean of love. This is what the divine will is. It's God. It's participating in all that God wanted from the beginning of time. This is an amazing time to be alive, an amazing time to be alive. Don't lose a moment, Jesus says to Louisa. Don't lose a moment. Read, study, put this into practice. Make this your everything. And he says, the more you enter into this, the more I'm going to fill you with divinity. It's infinite. We're nothings. And yet he says, I want to fill you with divinity. So that's why he says, the littler you are, the better it is. Why? God owns everything. And when we live in our nothingness, we can give that nothingness to God. And God, what does he do? He works miracles out of nothing. He created the universe out of nothing. That's what he wants to do with us. He's got great plans, and all that needs to happen is we got to get out of the way so that he can be our Lord, our God, our master, our king. Volume 36, 11, 20, 19, 38. You must know. Again, this is Jesus saying, you have to understand this to live in the divine will. That the more acts the creature does in our divine will, every heartbeat, every breath, this is why you do your prevening act in the morning, the more she enters into God. Therefore, the creature is always under the increasing action of our divine life. Our love for her is so great. He's talking about Louisa, but he's also including us if we wish. Our love for her is so great that we carry her in our arms, continuously repeating, we make you in our image and resemblance, image and likeness. We nurture her with our divine breath, the Ruah of God, with our divine sanctity, with our divine power, with our divine goodness. We look at her, finding our reflection, our wisdom, our enchanting beauty. How could we ever stay without this creature if we are tied together by our divine attributes? If she possesses us and continuously gives us in return what we gave her, that's why we breathe in, we breathe out. Our heart pumps the blood in, pumps the blood out. What God gives us, we want to give back to God from a divine perspective, not from a human perspective any longer. Jesus, breathe in my breathing, beat in my heart beating. Why? So I can give back to you, Lord God, what is yours, divinely, not me anymore. I don't want to breathe humanly anymore. I don't want my heart beating humanly anymore. I want you, Jesus, to do this. I surrender completely to you so that you reign in me. If she possesses us and continually gives us in return what we gave to her in order to love and repay us, oh, how beautiful it is to hear the narration of our divine history from a human will united with our own, whispering to her who her creator is. So this is what God is doing. He's bringing about a new beginning. And he's asking us, are you willing to begin to live this abundant life? And when we say yes, he just says, okay, now you got to prove it. I've heard what you said. Now I want to see you do this. So what is he watching for? He says, be attentive. He's watching to see if we read every day. So this is a promise that you make to Jesus himself. Jesus, I promise that I will read every day. I promise that I will read at least a half an hour a day. And then keep to your word. It's between you and him, not anything to do with me. You say to Jesus, this is what I promise you. And Jesus says, good. Now let's see if you can stick to that promise. And when you have trouble, go to the Blessed Mother. Go to Louisa. Say, Blessed Mother, help me. Louisa, help me. And the help will be instantaneous. When you ask for anything from God, Lord, I need this. Instantly, it's yours. I need to wash the dishes and I'm busy. Lord, you stand at the sink and you say, Lord, give me the grace to wash the dishes. You have the grace then. Begin to wash the dishes and they'll be done. It's really astonishing. Time stops. And there is no time or space in the divine will. And what happens is things happen that would have normally taken you a long time can be done very quickly. So this is the last part. In sum, if the soul, Louisa, and us linked to Louisa, wants to glorify us, Triune God, she generates the life of our glory, generates the life of God's glory. If she admires our divine power, divine wisdom, divine beauty, she feels within herself the life of our divine qualities. And therefore, she narrates to us how powerful, how wise, how beautiful Triune God is. God is. We are, as he says. A whole new beginning is coming. Everything is under the control of God. Everything. Everything. In the Vatican, in the nation, in the world, in your families, everything. The closer you get to God, through this great gift of the divine will, the happier you're going to become. There's no worry. There's no fear. Jesus said, you do what I want and I'll do what you want. So what does he want? He wants us to live in the divine will. What do we want? Anything that we say, God says, fiat. Why? He says, if we are one, everything you want is what I want. So great things are in store. Now let me give you a blessing with a relic of the true cross. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And we ask that we become divinely healed, and we ask that this prayer becomes God's command. Amen. God bless you. See you next month.